85. Diana Evans left her bags by the front desk and walked into Jesse Stone's office. She had stayed in Paradise for the last 10 days and had made the ride to visit Suit Simpson with Jesse every day until Suit was taken off the critical list. And she had stayed long enough for Vic Prado to confess his litany of sins to several law enforcement agencies, including the Boston PD, the FBI, and the SEC. Of course, he blamed his involvement on Mike Frazetta and Joe Breen. Mike Frazetta blamed Vic. No one quite believed either of them. "You hear Vic's confession?" she said. "Some of it." "Their scheme was pretty smart. Pyramiding funds from one private firm to pay off investors at the next and skimming a small percentage. Madoff's mistake was that he did it too boldly. This was the same idea, on a much smaller scale, and spreading it around. It would have worked, too, as long as their inside connection at the SEC alerted them to firms with possible violations." "In other words, forever," Jesse said. She laughed, her smile lingering. Although it was a beautiful smile, the most alluring he had ever seen, Jesse had to admit that some of the neon had gone out of it. Whether that was in the smile itself or in his head, he couldn't say. Diana nodded. By the time the pyramid collapsed, Vic would have been dead or out of the country. Frazetta's name wasn't on any of the documentation, so he was insulated. Not now, not with Vic testifying against him. The insulation is gone. "How about Harry Freeman?" Jesse said. "Vic or Frazetta cop to that?" "No, they wouldn't, would they? With Breen dead, there's no link to them. At least you solved your murder. Have you spoken with the dead girl's parents?" "A few days ago." "What was that like?" "Like living their girl's death all over again," he said. "Closure is overrated. Closure doesn't exist." Diana nodded in agreement. "It's a myth. We humans like our myths. Do you believe Vic's story about the reunion? He says he hoped to talk to you about turning himself in and you working out a plea deal for him. Then, when Breen murdered the Penworth girl, it all blew up." "Vic says a lot of things. It doesn't matter whether I believe him or not." "Any news on Mr. Peepers?" Jesse shrugged. Diana said, "I guess he's gone with the wind." Breen's girlfriend described him the same way everyone else did. "Nobody gets out alive, Diana. At times I take comfort in that." "Yeah, he'll die eventually or get himself killed. Your guy wounded him." Jesse laughed. "Suit's in a hospital bed with his gut shot out, and that's all he's talking about." "Breen's girlfriend says he sacrificed himself for her, although he could have run. I wonder why he did that." "Love makes people do strange things," he said. "Tell me about it." "You going back to the bureau?" "I'm resigning. I probably would have gotten fired anyway. Technically, I've been lying to them for more than a year now. I don't think I ever really belonged there, and now I'm sure I didn't. I'm heading back to D.C. to get things in order, and then I'm going to New Mexico to be with Kayla for a while." "Good. You know, I'm down 2 cops, he said. I could use someone like you." She leaned over and kissed him hard on the mouth. "I love you, Jesse Stone. Maybe someday I'll come back here and we can work on that. First, I've got to work on me." "I don't know. You seem more than okay to me." She kissed him again, this time softly on the cheek. "Goodbye, Jesse." "You sure you don't want me to drive you to the airport?" "No, but don't. I'm not sure I could get on the plane if you were there, and I really need to get on that plane." "Okay." He stood and put his arms around her. He called her a taxi, and when it showed, he walked her outside. He lingered until the cab's taillights were 2 tiny red dots in the distance. When he forced himself to come back inside, Molly handed him a large brown envelope. "Messenger brought it," she said. "Anything else going on?" "All quiet on the Western Front." "Why'd you let her go, Jesse?"
"She needed me to."
"You're an idiot."
"What was that?" he said.
"You're an idiot, Chief."
"Better." At his desk, he opened the envelope. Inside was an 8x10 color photograph of his ex-wife, Jen. It was a candid shot of her in the sun at an outdoor cafe. Although he had finally and successfully broken the unhealthy ties between them, seeing her face made his heart jump a little. Jen wasn't as stunning as Diana, and she was beginning to show some age, but Jesse didn't suppose a day would ever come when he wouldn't think her beautiful. When he flipped the photograph over, Jesse went cold. The note read, "Do you ask a praying mantis why?" Jesse reached for his phone and punched in Jen's number.